Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Keep reading. He said, don't go up. The Lord's not among you, that you not be smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites, Canaanites are there before you. You'll fall by the sword because you're turned away from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord will not be with you. Do they have a word from the Lord?
Yes.
What is it?
Don't go.
Don't go. If you go, you're going to be defeated. If you go, you're by yourself and on your own. The Lord's not with you. Don't go. So this confession that sounded so good earlier is sounding worse and worse and worse. Oh, we're going to go. We're going to do what the Lord told us to do. That was days ago.
Yeah.
Now you need to do what He told you today.
Today.
Well, He doesn't change. He doesn't change. But He has to deal with a bunch of folks that do.
Yes.
His perfect will doesn't change. He doesn't change. Oh, but man, it makes you feel for Him. This bunch down here is fickle and is unresponsive. The biggest thing is disobedient, rebellious. Recognize that spirit of defiance. Recognize it's devilish. Recognize it. When, you know, people of God and wisdom and grace is giving you instruction, and something in your flesh wants to rise up and go, no, no, nobody tells me what to do. No, no. It starts young. Little ones. Huh? You can barely talk or walk. Look at you and go, no. It ain't cute. It can destroy their lives. Because if they'll do that with you, they'll do that with God. It's not cute.
It is not.
They presumed to go. Verse 44, they did what? They presumed to go up to the hilltop. That's why I call it presumptuous faith. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. They did this apart from their leadership. They did it in defiance of their leadership. They did it without the presence of God. Man, this is sure to be a disaster. Then the Amalekites came out, and the Canaanites which dwelt in the hill, and they smote them and discomfited them, even unto Hormah. They had a devastating defeat. Look at Deuteronomy 1. Let's read this account of it as well. Deuteronomy 1, verse 40. What the Lord had said to them before this, verse 8 first. What He had told them originally, He said, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess it. Possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give to them and to their seed after them. So now at that point, what could they have faith to do? To go into the land and possess it.
Yes.
And so did they go?
No.
No, they said, we can't. They said, no way, no how. They were thinking about killing Joshua and Caleb, who were telling them to go. Verse 21, He had told them again, behold, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of your fathers has said to you. Fear not, neither be discouraged. What can they have faith to do? They can have faith to go take this and go get this. But they cried and they felt sorry for themselves, and they accused their leadership and said, you brought us out here to die in the wilderness. We're all going to die out here. Verse 26, notwithstanding, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. Verse 32, in this thing you did not believe the Lord your God. And finally, in verse 40, He said to them, okay, you won't obey me. After all this time, you won't do what I tell you. Now turn you, take your journey into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. Then you answered me and said to me, we've sinned against the Lord. We'll go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. I have experienced this personally.
Yes.
Numerous times, dealing with folks. Do this, do this. And they're not going to do it. And then things are all messed up. Don't do that, do this now. No, now I'm going to do this. Just defy it. If you say up, they're going to say down. If you say go, they're going to say no. If you say stay, now what do they want to do? They want to go. And they may not realize it, but the enemy is playing them. He brings the feelings and they just yield to them because of their pride and rebellion. You have to overcome your flesh to walk in the Spirit and to walk by faith. You have to overcome. And one of the big indicators that somebody is submitted to God is that they are respectful of people. And when you see that disrespect, it shows lack of respect for God Himself.
That's true.
Jesus said, if you receive me, you receive the one who sent me. If you receive the one I send, you receive me.
That's right.
You're ready to go up to the hill, he said. Verse 42, the Lord said to me. Man, is this straight from God? The Lord said to me, say to them, go not up. Don't fight. I'm not among you, lest you be smitten before your enemies. And so I spoke it to you. And what? You would not hear, but you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord and went presumptuously up into the hill. And they did it, making a good confession. We're going to go. We're going to do what the Lord told us to do. We're going to take the land now. And the Amorites which dwelt in the mountain came out against you, and they chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even unto Hormah. And you returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord wouldn't hearken to your voice or give ear to you. Why? Because they hadn't repented. They're just upset because they lost the battle. There's no heart change. Next thing he tells them to do, they wouldn't do that either. More griping, more complaining. Somebody say, by the grace of God. Not me. Not going to do that. The psalmist said, Psalm 19:13, he said, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I'll be upright and innocent from the great transgression. Do not believe everybody that says, the Lord said. The Lord told me. Don't believe that. Just because somebody says those words does not mean he did. Sometimes he told them the opposite. And if you're trying to believe with them for something the Lord didn't even tell them, it's not going to turn out well. And then folks will say, well, it didn't work. Faith didn't work. If some did not believe, if some did presumptuous stuff, does that make the faith of God without effect?
No.
God forbid. The scripture said in Ezekiel, don't turn there, but in Ezekiel, the Lord said about folks, some individuals, he said, they say the Lord says, and the Lord has not sent them. And they made others to hope that they would confirm the word. They've seen a vain vision. They spoke a lying divination because they said, the Lord says it, albeit I have not spoken. Oh, friends, a lot of people saying, the Lord told me. The Lord told me I'm going to have this. And one of the things that's a tip off is when people are talking about how great they're going to be, how big they're going to be. They're seeking their own glory. No, trust the Word of God and the witness that you have inside. And if you don't have a witness about it, you're not being mean, and you're not even saying they couldn't believe for it, but you're saying, I don't have a witness about that. And the Lord dealt with me some years ago, this phrase, he said, Keith, if you'll become more selective, you'll become more effective.
Amen. That's right.
Don't try to believe for everything that everybody's believing for. Don't say everything that you hear somebody else saying. You be more selective. What you know you heard from me, and when you say that, it's going to come to pass.
That's right. That's right.
It hurts your faith when you pray and it didn't work.
Right.
It hurts your faith when you make confessions and it didn't come to pass.
Right.
But is that God's fault?
No.
Because you didn't wait on Him and hear from Him, or because you imagined something, presumed something, assumed something. Let me give you the definition of presume and assume, because it's something you and I are staying away from. Are staying away from presuming and assuming. What'd the Lord say? Well, I assume He meant this. We're not ready to hook. Presumption means to be proud. It means to be insolent. It means to be swelled or lifted up. In English, it means to do something you don't have a right to do. To presume, presumption means doing something you didn't get directions to do. You didn't get permission to do it. You didn't get directions to do it. You're not supposed to just believe for anything that comes across our mind.
True.
We must hear from Him. Faith comes by hearing from Him. Assume means to think something is true without knowing that it's true. Assume means to pretend to have or be something. Again, fake, phony. Now I know some of this is not as exciting as other things. You don't just hear it and want to run the aisle. But friend, it can spare you from heartache.
Amen.
It can spare you from frustration, from tears, confusion. And you prayed a prayer, we prayed a prayer, the Lord heard that prayer. And we are getting purged from junk.
Yes, sir.
Don't believe everything you hear. You believe everything He said, but you don't believe everything that everybody else says about what God told them. Maybe He did, maybe He didn't. Even if He did tell them, that don't mean He told you that.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, that's getting back to imitation faith. Just because they had faith to do it, doesn't mean you can, because you got to hear from Him for yourself.
Yes. Amen.
And presuming, oh, we're not going to presume. We're going to wait on Him until we hear from Him and know what the word to us for now is.
Yes.
And then we can stand on that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We can stand on that.
Yes.
It's solid ground.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
It's the rock that's not going to wash away. Hallelujah, and the faithful God will surely do what He said He would do. Can you trust God? Can you trust Him? Can you trust Him?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.